let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the ancienthopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher, and hey, I'm in the studio today with Father John Wargle. We're back.
Yeah, and Danny, I have to say that this is very personal to me. Maybe the most important podcast to this point my mind.
The story of Abraham, the beginning of the story of Abraham?
Yeah, yeah. Now, we said last time that the covenant actually has, you know, a spine of four chapters, 12, 15, 17, and 22, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. And 12 is the introductory to the calling, so to speak, of Abraham. And what this is an encounter. And that is so important in my own life. I mean, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for encounters. And so the beautiful thing about this whole thing is that God encountered Abraham, and whenever there's an encounter, there's a promise.
Yeah.
And wherever there's a promise, there's faith.
Mm-hmm.
And the promises, as we shall see, are tailor-made to the person. In other words, there are a lot of general promises out there in the Bible that if you do well, you know, that sort of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, things will work out for you.
Yeah, right. And those are all good. But to believe that God can encounter you with tailor-made promises for your life.
Yeah.
Okay, that is something. So why don't we go into it, okay?
Yeah.
I'll just read it because it's short. Okay, now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land which I will show you. It's very interesting that right off the bat, obedience is important, okay?
Right.
Before any of this happens, okay, go.
Yeah. Well, and he was already very invested in that. His family was there.
Right.
Everybody he knew, everything he knew was there. And God said, okay, pick up.
Well, yeah. Yeah, and there, meaning Haran, and he had to lead them. Yeah, right. So that was a huge thing. Right, okay, good. Yeah. And here are the promises. These are personal promises. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. Now, the translation here is so that you will be a blessing. That's probably not the best translation. Scholars call that the imperative of consequence.
Yeah, I have a question about that, but go ahead.
Yeah, which means, okay, now be a blessing. Okay,
right.
Is probably the best way. It's an imperative. Be a blessing on the basis of what I'm going to do for you. And then it goes on to the second half. That imperative is right in the middle of the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
And so structure is important. Remember, we talk about structure. So then it says, I will bless those who bless you, and him who curses you, I will curse. And by you, all the families of the earth shall either be blessed or bless themselves. Either way, it could be translated. Okay.
Okay.
So this is absolutely foundational as to understand how God operates with us. Now, the three personal promises are all picking up on the primeval history, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll make you a great nation. Okay, well, Babel and the separation of the nations, right?
Yeah.
In the midst of this chaos of nations, we have God promising Abraham he's going to be a great nation.
Yeah. So it's something that's new that's happening in the middle of everything else in the world that's going on, where it's sort of the opposite.
Right, right. And we have the next one. And I'll bless you. Where do you see blessing? Blessing is a creation motif, right? It's so important to realize, and you can't ever say it too much, that when God created everything, nothing really functioned according to his purpose until God blessed it. And they blessed it, and then they multiplied, right?
Okay, so, yeah.
Growth and multiplication is a sign of God's blessing, right? Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay, so that's what it meant to him. Okay, that means he is walking with creation blessing, which is really the Sabbath rest that is the ultimate end for God's creation, going from chaos to order to rest.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is going the opposite direction.
Right,
but
yeah.
With him, it's going the right direction. And I'll make your name great. Remember that, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. If you go back into chapter 6, the progeny, I guess we could say, of the sons of God, the demons or whatever that came to the daughters of men, they became a great warrior race, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
They were men of renown, men of name.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. So that's why they were doing that, is just to make their name great.
Everything really turns on this, Danny. How do we live our lives? Do we live our lives to make ourselves great or to magnify God? It really falls on us. You know, and evil is always bringing attention to yourself.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But, and so Abraham is being promised to have a great name, that which everyone's searching for, God's going to give it to him.
Yeah.
Because God does want us to become great, because we're all made in the image of God, right?
Yeah.
But you only get there by humility, mm-hmm. right? And the earth is full of pride.
Yeah. I really wonder, when I hear this story, I wonder, does Abraham understand all this? You know, I mean, he did pick up and go.
He did. Yeah. And he basically is motivated by promises, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's very important to see that God chose Abraham out of, you know, one little guy in the midst of all these great nations, right? One little dude.
Yeah.
Okay. And now he's making this, and that's the important thing, Danny. When God makes promises, they're always crazy impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham's just, a desert wandering.
Right.
A desert wanderer between, you know, all the great civilizations. No one even knows of him, okay?
Right.
Right?
And all of a sudden, God shows up.
Breaks into his life and says, okay, how people relate to you and your faith is going to determine their destiny. I mean, this is the first man motif, right?
Yes, goes
it's kinda
back,
like
yeah.
Everything is funneled through him,
mm-hmm.
right? And so that's the second half, okay? I will bless those who bless you, curse those who curse you. And through you, all the families of the earth are going to be blessed. Wow, you know?
Yeah.
So the structure tells us that God, when God gives us personal blessings, we have a responsibility to be a blessing. And he always blesses us to reach the whole. He chooses a part to reach the whole.
Whole of us.
Whole humanity.
Oh,
and so there we have right here, the Old Testament Great Commission.
Yeah.
He's going out to fulfill all that's been building up in the first 12 chapters of Genesis of restoring the world through him. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Because God just didn't like what was happening and knew he had to do something.
Right. Yeah, and it's all in God's sovereign plan, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I told you at the beginning of this is very personal to me, okay? Because, well, let me just tell you my story. Maybe you can chime in with your story,
sure,
too.
Sure, yeah,
growing up in the 60s, I didn't excel at anything. And this is God's truth. I wasn't very smart, didn't do very well in school. I wasn't popular. I wasn't athletic, and I was socially backward. I mean, everything was against me, okay? And by the time I'm in junior high, I think I was in real depression, okay?
Yeah.
Plus all the chaos going on around the culture at that time,
right? It was crazy.
Yeah, the sexual revolution.
I was right there with you.
All the crazy stuff that's going on, the drugs, you know, all that sort of. And my buddies, I had buddies in church, but my closest buddies basically were pagans, out and out pagans.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am in the middle of this thing, absolutely confused. Okay, so in 1972, our they called them youth pastors back then. We call them youth ministers in Catholic Church. He said, well, I'm going to try to get these guys out of Lansing, Michigan, take them to the mountains in Colorado. Okay. So we were there for like, oh, like that must have been at least 2 weeks or something like that. But 8 days of those 2 weeks, I was part of a hike in the mountains. We were eating freeze-dried food.
Right, okay? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, right. You know, and when you're a teenager like that, you know, you feel like you're going to die.
Just need a cheeseburger.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, they promised when we get back to camp that we would have a home-cooked meal. I think, oh, yeah, burgers or something.
Right,
you know, yeah. Like that. To my chagrin and to my absolute horror, I had basically the fact that I hate chili as a reason why I've met God.
Yeah, great. You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Worgel. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website. Then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
That's it. And you know, they promised when we get back to camp that we would have a home-cooked meal. I think, oh yeah, burgers or something.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
You know, like that. To my chagrin and to my absolute horror, I had basically the fact that I hate chili as a reason why I've met God.
Yeah, great. So that's what they had, chili.
Yeah. And so I went in there. I couldn't even stand the aroma. You know, in the Midwest, we didn't do that much, you know, chili type thing. And so I asked, can I just have a piece of bread? And so they gave me a piece of bread, and I wandered off into a ravine. And Danny, something happened to me, unsolicited, completely out of the blue, that you cannot explain, but was so real, Danny, that I could say it's the most real thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah, yeah.
The Holy Spirit fell upon me, and he started melding all that hardness that I
had built
all the
up.
Armor I built up, you know, being so depressed as a teenager, melded me to tears. And I could hear my mother actually singing her gospel songs, okay? And with every encounter, Danny, comes a promise. Like this, and it's personal promise just made for you. And it was something like this, you know, hey, John, you've been trying to do this Christian thing on your own. And so far, it hasn't been working out, has it?
Yeah. How's that working for you?
Yeah.
That statement.
And so I'm going to help you. Danny, I went back to the campfire and I started singing. I would never sing at the campfire.
Right, right.
Right? And I'm sure people looked at me and said, what got into him? Okay. And Danny, this is another thing. I went home and I wanted to tell my mother. And you know, she said, don't tell me. I saw it.
Oh, wow.
And I never told her.
Huh.
Because she was there.
Right.
Somehow in a spiritual sense.
She knew what was happening.
Right. And so within a couple of years, my pagan buddies all became believers. Not because I was cool, not because I was smart, it's just that they knew that I was one thing at one point, and then the change was this so remarkable.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so that got me into trying to, you know, no one ever told me you can have encounters. In my Baptist background, you know, testimonies are a big thing. Like the worst evil person you could possibly be, and you repent and you come to Jesus and you're converted. Those were the stories.
Yeah,
you know,
tell that story.
I never had a story like that. You know, I'm just kind of, you know, just bumbling along in life and all of a sudden, boom. So this is a model with Abraham that means something to me. And I had subsequent encounters, okay?
Sure, yeah.
Once in college, I started getting into studies, even though I was not very smart, and I didn't even know what philosophy was about, but I picked up a book like, you know, Kierkegaard or something like that, which if I opened it, I wouldn't be able to understand it anyways. But I got kind of mesmerized with knowledge, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I just felt like I had to go out and talk to Jesus. And Jesus, you know, Jesus make me a promise. Promise to me that I'll never let academics
get in the way.
Get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And God made that promise, you know? And another time I was in this graveyard in Europe, okay? You know, I was over there trying to save the Catholics, okay?
Save the Catholics from that cult, the cult that they're in.
That was in a monk graveyard. And I was just, you know, praying. And it felt like, God, can you be to me like you were to the patriarchs?
Mm.
In other words, all these Old Testament and New Testament people are reading about, why can't I have this experience that they have?
Right, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, Danny, and to make a long story short, I'm little Johnny Wargle from 2118 Ray Street, Lansing, Michigan, born in 1955, in the middle of the baby boom.
Yep.
And in and of myself, Danny, I can say this with all truth. It takes no humility to say this. It's just nothing. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But look what God has done in my life.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I'm living in an impossible world life right now because I know my background. I know what God did. And it's all to his glory.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, impossible promises, all to his glory.
Yeah.
Now, Danny, I'm sure that you understand this.
I do understand it, and I have very similar experience. Yeah, mine was on a youth retreat, a young adult retreat.
Right.
And was something called Search that the Archdiocese of Baltimore had,
right.
You know, uh-huh. that they offered. And I had a deep, personal experience of God on that retreat, and it literally changed my life. I mean, I was already doing some things. Like, I was already just getting started with doing music ministry and youth ministry here at the parish. But it completely changed the person who I was. And the kinds of negative, sinful things that I was involved in at the time. But it...
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of a difference in our stories, is that I was not really a great person. I was... here at church,
right.
Mm-hmm. being a model Catholic person.
Right.
But that wasn't my whole life. That wasn't my whole story. But
right.
that changed.
And I mean, when you change from the inside out, then that's the game changer right
yes,
there. That, people know it. There's something supernatural about you and what you're doing.
That's it. And people ask me, you know, right away,
right.
What happened to you?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was great because then I could tell that story. You know, that became my, you know, my encounter with Jesus story.
It's an encounter. And with every encounter comes a promise. And it's promise always has something to do, whether you can articulate it or not.
Mm-hmm.
It allows you to live on a higher supernatural plane than you would have without it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so, you know, the first time I met you, Danny, I think I had that sense of you.
Mm.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, you kind of know somebody that's encountered Jesus in that way.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
It's a numinous experience,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
right?
And the great thing is that the initial encounter just opened me up to all kinds of other smaller encounters where I recognized
that's right.
This is God in my life. This is God entering into my life again. You know.
That's right.
And so it made it easier to see and easier to recognize and point at as that's an encounter in my life.
Right. And to know that God can encounter you and mm-hmm. to open yourself up, that's, you know, and of course, you know, our new vision statement is all about encounter, okay?
Yes, yeah.
St. Joseph Catholic Church will be the spiritual, moral, and social heart
mm-hmm.
of Eldersburg-Sykesville. Through encounters with Jesus Christ.
Right, yeah.
Because it's all about encounter. And mm-hmm. we as a church have got to learn how to be open to encounters. And I think a lot of people are afraid of the whole idea because with encounters means, maybe I'm not going to have so much control over my life anymore.
Right. And maybe I'm being called to something.
That's
and if
right.
I listen, if I listen,
if I listen,
then something's going to happen. Like with Abraham.
That's right.
And this, you know, pick up and go, leave everything behind, and good things are going to happen.
Good things are going to happen.
Great nation. Yeah.
And good things will happen in our church. Good things are going to happen in Elgin, Sykesville. Good things are going to happen throughout the world, I think, through these podcasts, you know, because God really knows how to squeeze everything he can get
yep, that's true.
Out of these encounters.
You know, it is amazing because it's sort of the terrible thing about the internet and the great thing about the internet is that because these are on the internet, there's a possibility that anywhere in the world,
that's right,
somebody could listen. It's crazy. Good. So let's. Are we good with that? Are we?
No. It's crucial faith. Wherever there's encounter, there's promise. And where there's promise, there's belief and faith, and God doing the impossible.
Yeah.
And then God does the impossible.
Good.
He did it in the Old Testament. He did it in the New Testament. He did it through church history. And he's doing it through us right now.
Right now.
At St. Joseph.
Good. Okay. Well, great. So we'll look forward to the next stage of Abraham's life.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to AncientHopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.